Tribute.
I'm Brenda Dennehy.
I'm Julie Haynes.
And this is Left on Red.
Hello and welcome back to Left on Red with me, Brenda Dennehy, here in London.
And I'm in Cork. I'm in Action Red FM Studios.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing though? Oh my God, you had a tough couple of days, you creator.
Oh, well, so yeah, for context, anyone who isn't on social media, so my poor beloved dog Jake passed away on Tuesday. So it'll just be nearly a week when this podcast comes out. And I tell you, I'm exhausted from crying now at this stage. So Jake was 15 and he'd been sick for a while, you know, and his legs were giving up and stuff like that. And he was just deteriorating. Do you know, to be honest with you, Julie, I actually think he was deteriorating for nearly over 2 years. Well, not like, I think he was going downhill, we'll say. Because I remember when I was leaving for London, when I came back the first time in the May, I'd gone to London nearly 2.5 years. I remember taking him back to the vet the first May I had come home. And, you know, but ever since then, now he was never in pain as such. But, you know, I suppose old age, he was 15. He was 15.
And did you have him for those 15 years?
Well, he was our dog from the very start. He's from Cricora in Limerick. Remember we mentioned him on the show in Limerick? Remember I pretended I was seeing a guy. So at our Limerick show, remember I was like, there's a man in my life and he's been in my life for years and I'm going to say who it is and the whole audience wins so quiet. And I was like, oh, he's from Limerick and everyone was waiting. And then we put up a picture of Jake. Remember that?
I do. I remember.
So yeah, we had him for 15 years. We got him in Cricora. We had a dog before that, Rocco, another Labrador. So like we'd Labradors, like I've had a dog for more than half my life. So I am only nearly 40 now. Mm-hmm. I know you'd probably say 50. But yeah, so we had two dogs. Rocco was 13 and Jake was 15. So great ages. But Jake, yeah, he was deteriorating very much. And I think he deteriorated a lot after my dad died as well.
It was probably heartbreak as well, because dogs grieve. I remember when my dad passed away, my poor Rio, I have a picture of Rio, and he looked so sad. Like, they do grieve, like.
Yeah, and actually the day, and I'll get upset now with this, I'll never forget the day after my dad died, and also that was such a shock. I remember like Jake he kind of needed someone to even tell him come up to the lawn to go for his pee, you know. And I'll never forget it, the morning, it was just the following morning after my dad was gone, and I hadn't even seen my dad. I was waiting for him to come home from the hospital, and I remember just Jake, he couldn't come out of the storehouse. It was like he couldn't walk, and I was like, oh my God, my dad is dead, and now the dog. I actually think it was one of the worst moments of my life. I was out the back and I just couldn't believe it. But he eventually got up and then I took him out. But I suppose it's 3 months to the date yesterday that my dad died, the 24th of April. So it's 24th of July. And Jake passed away on the 23rd. And I am heartbroken, because do you know what I felt? And I know everyone has a heart and stuff like that, but I felt very like, what the hell? Like, what more do you want to do to me? Do you know what I mean? What more do people want? Like, I'd say the universe, like, what more losing the dog? No, and I'll be very honest, it's a lot to struggle with the head. It's a lot to deal with, because I'm there like dealing with an addiction on top of it all. You know, like, can't smoke, can't drink, can't take any tablet. I know I'm back on the Coca-Cola, which helps. There's a can of Coke here in front of me. But it's just a bit like, it's a bit more, like yesterday, no, I just find it too much for my head, you know.
And that's what I said to you on the phone there that night. I was like, you know what, your heart obviously shattered once your dad passed away. And over the last couple of weeks, you've been working on yourself. And one piece of that shattered piece of your heart was like attaching itself again. And then all of a sudden, Jake passed away. And it's like after shattering all over again.
That's it. And you're kind of sometimes, and I don't know, would you be a bit like this after your dad? And the other stuff that has followed after, not so good stuff for you, I was like, what's the point?
I know.
Do you know what I was like? What else is to come here now? What else is to come here? It's just like, what's the point? And then I suppose having to go into work. No, I do think that everyone should have a day off if a dog dies or an animal dies. I think there should be. But I have to say, they were absolutely amazing at work. They really were. They were so considerate. But I am, as you're saying there now, I just felt like I was getting on a bit. It's 3 months on since my dad. I felt like, you know, I've been hanging on. I haven't wanted to drink, smoke, take tablets or anything like that. And then this is just after happening. It's just given me another like bump in the road again. Mm. And, you know, I just kind of felt like I'm after a big fall again and having to pick myself up back again. And I suppose I was exhausted now from crying the last couple of days. You know, I was just exhausted. And like my heart breaks for... my heart's breaking for Winston. Just my heart's breaking for little Winston because he's after losing his best friend.
I know, but I love what your mom done. So your mom googled what to do when there's two dogs. Yeah. So Jake and Winston were little besties. How old is Winston actually?
Winston's only 3.
So this is Brenda's dog who's only 3, and they obviously like Winston and Jake. So Winston knew Jake for the last 3 years, and they were besties for the last 3 years.
Yeah, Winston came. I brought Winston home the summer I moved back home to when I was saving to come to London. And Jake now had been at home for 12 years on his own, and that was his territory. And like, you don't know how much a dog is going to, you know,
adapt to another dog coming into the household. Like, when he was the baby for 12 years, like.
And then you see, wouldn't you, like, if it was even a human, someone else coming along, you'd be like, who's this one now coming over to my house?
Yeah.
And but Jake took him under his wing straight away. And you could see straight away, like, Jake was his older brother. And Winston idolised Jake. Like, he used to annoy the shit into him now as well, because Winston would be non-stop. Winston's a very loving little dog. And he'd be non-stop licking him. And, like, even if you were trying to rub Jake, then Winston might get a small bit jealous because he'd want all the attention on him. But then if people start rubbing Jake, he'd want to go over and be all about Jake. So Winston, yeah, he just idolised him, and he slept outside with him, and he just followed him everywhere. He was like his shadow. And then I suppose when Jake had to be put to sleep, I didn't really know what, like, I didn't really think of that part. I wasn't that practical thinking about it. When my mom had googled what to do, so basically what you do is, like, you leave the dog, the dog who's alive, you know, in and around the dog that's now gone, you know, to get their scent and all that, and to make them know. But, like, I felt so sad then, because I kept asking my mother, what is Winston all right? Is Winston all right? Roaring down the phone crying. And then, like, she said he was wailing a small bit. He seems to be all right, but I suppose I was just heartbroken looking at Robert videos, because I'm looking at all the videos and all the pictures and everything, you know? Like, the dog's only fault is we don't have them enough.
I know. And look, you had a great 15 years with him. That's a huge amount of years to be with a dog, like, isn't it?
It is, it is. And look, everyone, if they don't have a dog, they have a cat, and everyone will go through that stage of grief. Everyone will. But I just kind of felt, do you know what? Now I felt like, I suppose, do you know what? I felt a bit like, hard done by or something the last couple of days. I was like, why the fuck is this happening? No, I'm not trying not to curse, but I was a bit like, this is a bit much now, when I'm trying to hold it all together. We're not even trying, but I'm like, I'm back to work, and I've got a running group, and I'm going back training for another marathon, this, that and the other, and then this presents itself to me, and it's just a bit to take. Like yesterday, no, I was like, this is a small bit too hard now for my head to take, because then I'm worried about my mom at home, even though I know she'll be okay, and then I'm worried about Winston, and then when you're away from the home, it makes it that bit harder, you know?
Yeah, of course. I know.
But look, I miss him terribly. And you know what, as well, when I mentioned there the addiction as well, I had such a bond with him, because like, he was 15, so my first time in rehab was 14 years ago. So as I mentioned on the previous podcast, he was there for the first one. You know, he was there for the drink back in 2014 or 2010. And then he was there for the next round in 2019. And you know what? As I said in my post, when I was posting about him being gone, like, when I felt so low and I couldn't talk to anyone, and when I didn't know what the hell was wrong with me, like, Jake was just my confidant. He was there. You know, when I couldn't even talk to any of my friends or family, Jake was just there and never judged me and loved me. And that part, I suppose like a little part of me probably died with him or something. Something probably died with me. Part of me probably died when he was gone, and that it's like, in a way as well, I suppose, like someone said as well, was maybe he like saw you so well as well, as similar to my dad, and he, you know, he knew his time was up, you know, as in, she's okay now. And like, that's very hard. I know people mean well when they say it, and I know all is okay now, but it's like, you know, it was like, no, it's just too major. And I know Jake was only a dog, but it's like two major things in my life, especially with my addiction and everything, they're gone. And it's just a lot to take it. And I suppose you're kind of like, what else is there now going to be taken from me? What is next? Like, I'm just kind of like, what's next? What's next? I know I shouldn't think that way. And I like pulled myself back together now this morning. But it's just like, I think just something kind of went from me. Obviously, when my dad died, and just when Jake went again, something triggered.
I know.
But look,
and look, it's two big loves, like obviously your dad and your dog that you had for 15 years.
Like that's more than any relationship with any man I probably ever have.
Yeah, I know.
But I do find
and he was your best friend. He really was your best. And like anytime you came home, you're like, I have to get down the road now to see the dogs. Like you're just obsessed with those two doggies.
I know. But look, that's it. And look, I did a nice little tribute to him there now. And and then, do you know what as well? We'll mention the match now as well. Myself and my mother, obviously, we went to the Cork match and we'd such a ball. And there was so much emotion with that as well. We were after such a high because for people who probably didn't see Instagram, myself and my mum went to the Cork Limerick or the Cork Limerick, do you hear me? Cork feckin' Leclerc game. You watched it in down in Barry. Where did you watch it?
Down in Garryville.
Garryville. And of course, my mother's a Kerry woman and my dad didn't miss an All-Ireland, whether it was in Cork, in 60 years. So my mom went and she had Cork colours, even though she's all about Kerry, but she went kind of representing my dad on the day. And like I drove up, we had the best day ever. I know we cried, we laughed, we had so much emotion and we drove down that motorway on the Sunday, even though Cork lost. Even if Cork won, or we couldn't have been happier because of the day that it was for the two of us, you know. And then I think we were so high on the Monday and then we'd go through that on the Tuesday and especially my mom, you know, again going through her. So I think there was so much emotion. We were so high and then you don't know. And I just think like, Jesus Christ. So I think there was a lot of that.
It was a bit of a roller coaster of a week
for you. A roller coaster.
Yeah, that's it. You're up and down like.
That's it. Cork lost, unfortunately. I had a whale of a day up at the game though. I was inside and stuck in the hill. I had a whale of a day. And do you know what as well to just mention? I know people were kind of like, you know, influencers going to the game, you don't deserve a ticket, you won't deserve a ticket. I had kind of a reason why I wanted to go so much. But as well, I was going to all the matches when Cork weren't winning, when I was living in the country, just because I wasn't posting about it. So there was times when Cork were losing that they didn't even get to Croke Park, I was going. So I think like, and I understand the demand for tickets like that. But luckily enough, people didn't say it. But I suppose if anyone, I did get the odd message from, there were a couple of men. It was only men who said it to me. Kind of said, wouldn't you think now you'd leave the tickets for the real supporters? And none of them were actually from Cork, these men.
No way.
No, none
and of them were from Limerick. Did they DM your page? Like,
they DM'd me. And I just kind of like, you obviously have no idea of the situation the last couple of months. You know, they're very smart about it and stuff like that. But there was a lot of that.
And did they follow you? Did they actually follow
you? Yeah, these lads are following me. Yeah, these lads are following me. Yeah.
It's always either men or older women, isn't it? I find.
It is. And do you know who actually gave me the terrace ticket?
Who?
I got a terrace ticket off of someone on Instagram and they're from Clare.
Ah, lovely. Ah, yeah. So nice.
Someone from Clare because she wanted to see the day, like me have the day and have the full circle moment because that was it for me. It was like going back. And as I say on my Instagram as well, like going back and laughing the places you cried, you know?
Yeah, I love that quote. And I'm glad you got there and especially that you got to experience it with your mum. And it was a special day for the two of you.
And you, go on, you're like, come here, you're like the new Jodine.
Wahoo!
You're like, this is how much of a good supporter I am, Jodine. I don't remember Jodine from Newtown Shandrum. Remember Dermot O'Sullivan?
The Rock?
Yeah.
Who's Jodine?
Jodine, he was a small little fella. He was a forward. He was like a weapon. He was lightning. He was playing for Cork.
No, I don't remember him. I remember The Rock and I remember Sean O because I actually went to their matches years ago with my ex and stuff. But
Yeah. But I never said
Jodine. Why are you calling me a man?
Because of Fionn out the back doing the hurling.
Oh, me. Oh, yeah. Whip it, aren't I? Whip it with the hurl.
And you told me this on the phone. I never knew that you played camogie.
I played for years. I played with the Bears for years and I also played for my school.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that. I thought I told you before because my DMs have been blown up being like, Judy, you're actually really good. They all just thought I was out just pucking around with Fionn and I was like, but I did play for years. I played with the Bears and I also played with the school. So, no, I didn't play though for years. Like, but I enjoyed it now. All right, when I was younger, I did. I have to say now I enjoyed it.
You were actually a grand, like, I couldn't believe it because I, you know, when you were playing with Fionn,
yeah,
I think she won't be able for that now at all. But no, oh my God, you're actually, did you wear the little skirt and all that?
I did. I had the full rig out, girl. And you know, actually, years ago when I used to play matches, so obviously I played for the Bears and a bus would come and pick us up, the team. And like, if we were playing against, I don't know, we say Nemo or now or wherever, Douglas or someone. We'd get on the bus, the team of us, and the bus driver would actually bring us to Nemo. And we play the match, get back on the bus and drop us back to the Bears. It's none of that anymore. I'm gutted. I just fucking haul Fionn around all over Cork to drop into the matches.
Wait, there's no bus?
I don't know. That's all after stopping.
oh God, probably health and safety or something like that.
Probably, I don't know, but whatever the reason, I'd happily like pitch in a couple of euro to organise a bus with the rest of the mums and dads for the kids.
is that only because you'll get free time?
Yeah, I'd pack Aaron Rose into the gear bag and all, set the tube away at the bus.
But it probably is health and safety or something like that.
I don't know. There's definitely a reason behind it, all right. But like years ago, did you play camogie?
No, I played football. We didn't camogie down near me at all.
Did you not know there probably wasn't enough girls football. Or something?
Sorry. Well, no, there was plenty of girls. There was loads of girls, but we are more like down where I am, a bit like West Cork, more football area. Okay. Like there's no hurling or camogie really in Kerry as such.
Oh, wasn't there mostly is, football?
But like, yeah, it's where mostly football down around that part of Cork.
Would you enjoy football or hurling more to watch?
Hurling way more.
Yeah, same.
Come here now. When you look at hurling compared to, I have to call it like English football, which is soccer, right? I'm sorry now, the diving and everything, when you're comparing it. The lads here now at work, a few of them, all right, they had, they actually had the hurling on at work on Sunday. And they were watching it. So then when I came back, they couldn't get over the game. They're like, Jesus Christ, that was amazing. They couldn't get over because I don't know if you saw some of the commentary online from the BBC.
I did, yeah. What they compared it to.
What I compared it to. Like, yeah. That's like, it's outstanding. Comparing to soccer. Come here, they're rolling around the pitch and everything. I mean,
and they dive. I'm like, get off.
They dive. Come on. What did they say? It was like two teams full of Roy Keane running around with sticks.
Yeah, did you see Roy Keane was there actually at the match?
Yeah,
the All-Ireland.
Like, Roy Keane, do you know what I thought for the crack? I was like, Roy Keane got no doing that he was there.
I know, I thought that as well, yeah.
I thought the exact same. I was like, Roy was at any other matches? And it was all, oh, look, Roy Keane at the match. Look,
yeah,
Roy
but Keane there was
the
another English soccer player there, but I think his girlfriend or his partner is Irish or something like
She's
that.
She's from Cork. Yeah,
oh, she's Cork.
Yeah. Yeah, I follow her actually. So I think she was online begging for the tickets.
I heard that. I heard she got the tickets online and then obviously gave to him.
Yeah, yeah. So, but listen, it cut like Bertie Ahern, what was he doing there?
Was he there? Yeah.
He's not from Kerry. He was there. But there's a load of people you could say that about. You know, I was there going, right, okay, does that mean the President of Ireland has to go to every single match? He only comes, turns up for the final. Do you know?
Yeah, I know. But it was a great game though, wasn't it?
Oh, it was great. It was
Could you? He had a bit of a chair, all right. I don't know. Does he fully understand? He's only 6. But looking back, because I recorded Fionn a couple of I put a couple of clips up my Instagram, and like you could see, he was really into it. Like, did you see the clips of Fionn?
Yeah,
he was really
mad looking at it
for a 6-year-old. Like, God love him. Like, but
would
he
you
loves
look
it.
At Fionn? No, right? Because obviously, I'd look at Winston. I know they're different, but I would have looked at Winston when I was at home. And I'm like, he's going to be the best dog now ever. Would you look at Fionn and be kind of like, he's going to be the best hurler ever?
Sometimes, yeah. I'd be like, he has to. Like, he will. Because he loves it. He always has a hurley in his hand. Like, do you know, and he's trying his best. Like,
that's fab.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it's good. I would have loved to have brought him, but I'd have to sit with him. I'd be too nervous standing.
No, you could throw him into the hill. Could you imagine Fionn inside the hill?
Yeah, no, I'd be just so scared. I couldn't. I need seat and tickets. So next year now, all right, I'm going to try to get you a couple of games with him. That, and especially that he'd be that bit older. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he'd love it. He'd love it. And come here, your face is looking grand and shiny, isn't it?
Oh, come here, witch.
Is it shine or is it a filter? Have you got some kind of a shine on there?
I have the ring lights on here now as well, though. No, do you know what it is? It's the Botox glow. But, right, you know us now are mad for the Botox and whatever, but guess what else I got? Filler.
How much more filler do you need?
Come, go away, that's my first filler ever.
What, thought you got it before?
I did get a small bit of filler on my cheeks, all right, ages ago, but I only got a tad bit. I only was like dipping the toes in, but then I was so obsessed with it. So during the week when I went back, he was like, he was Botoxing me up and whatever. And I said, you know what now, lad, give me a bit of filler. Do you know what was happening to me? I felt like my jawline and my chin was sinking into my 14 chins and I had no structure. I had no structure here, right? My chin was lost with my 14 chins. So I was like, no. I asked him, I was like, what can I do to like give me a bit of a jawline and a bit of structure? He was like, you'd probably need a bit of filler in your chin. Now, I never got filler in my chin before. And what that does is it nearly kind of pushes it out, I suppose. And then he put a small bit of filler up in my jawline, up like right under my ears. And it's actually giving me a lovely jawline. I swear to God, now my jawline would cut apples. My jawline is as sharp as Trisha Lewis's knives. I swear to God, it would cut turf. I'm weak. Anyways, didn't just stop there. So then I said,
go on.
So you see an instant result with the old filler.
Now I'm going to have to get some of this now next week.
I swear to God, I have to go back and I'll have to fill me up everywhere. I love my body.
I'm getting jealous now because I want like whatever you're getting into your face because I'd be going in kind of going, put whatever into it.
Yeah,
that was
me. So I seen anyway the results nearly straight away. And it was a small bit bruise and bleeding or whatever. And so I was like, what else can I get done? So he was like,
I know.
I was like, oh, before I got a filler in my cheeks. And you know, you think, right, because I have a fat face anyways. I was like, oh, I don't want filler in my cheeks because I don't want to look puffy, do you know?
You do not have a fat face, Julie. You have a beautiful face.
I have plumpy. That's since all the Botox and fillers. I'm Kardashian. Anyways, I was like, give me more, pump me up another bit. I was like, don't pump me up now that I like puffy face or anything. So he said, no. He says, when you put filler into your cheeks, whatever it does, it kind of gives you a bit of a facelift. So like, it lifts you up. So therefore, you're getting even a more structured jawline. I said, lad, put it in there. Get it in there now. I wanted that yesterday, so I put that in anyways. So I got the filler in my cheeks, my chin, and my upper jaw. Yeah.
And any bruising?
Absolutely cash. I'm pretty bruised now, right? I have makeup on there now, right? So you wouldn't really see it. But at the last couple of days, I didn't wear makeup. And there, I'm quite bruised, all right? But it's worth it.
Oh, you can't notice it here now, but you know what? I'm jealous now. I'm going to have to get the nose done now next week.
Oh, I said that to him. So
you've
I said,
already done that.
I know, but I want more. You know me now. I have to get addicted now. I says,
come here. You're come, like Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers, I tell you now. I says, I won't even do my lips.
Julie Rivers.
So I says, don't do my lips now because I'm a bit of a baby for that. Because you know, when I get my lips done, she actually gives me anaesthetic. So I know he won't give me the anaesthetic. So I was like, I'll leave that. I says, but if you want, you could actually fill up my nose. He's like, what? I go, do you want to fill up my nose there as well as her hair? And he was like, your face will be completely different walking out of her. He says, I'm not going to do it today. Go away, think about it. And the next time I see you, because I'll have to go back now just for him to check me out. If you really want your nose done then, you can get it done. I says, all right. So anyways, right, I actually never told this story, but myself and Brenda had an interview there during the week with a magazine, which will be out next week, I think. Anyways, we were talking like that now, but work we've got done. And look, it's no secret. I went over to Turkey, got a bit of lipo there on the 14 chins, got my hooded eyelids removed, whatever. So as you could imagine, I was pretty bruised up in the face coming out of the clinic. So I stayed around Turkey for about 2 or 3 days and I had to wear like, I had stitches on my eyelids and I had them all bandaged up and I also had to wear this huge, big, huge band around my head under my chin and I went up over my head. I looked like I was in a fight with Mike Tyson, put it that way, right? Yeah. It was on my face, on my neck. So it was time to go home anyway. So I went to the airport by myself, right? I can't remember what airport I went to. Anyways, went to the airport by myself. Came to passport control. I rocked up to passport control anyways. My eyes were half shut because I had still all the stitches in and the bandages. I had all this big huge bandage around my head. Went up to passport control anyways. Gave your man my passport and he just looked at me, looked down at the passport and he was like, not you. I was like, it is. I knew no more. He must have pressed an emergency button or something under the desk. There was about 6 Turkish airport police came out to me, guns and all. No, I'm like, you come with me. I was like, oh my God, what's going on here? So they took my passport. Anyways, brought me into this room. Practically now interrogated me. All right, they're like, what? Like, they just couldn't make out the picture because my face was so messed up. I was like, I promise it's me in the picture. You just can't make it out because I got my eyelids done and I got all my chins liposuctioned. Could you imagine now the language barrier? I tried to explain to all these men with guns and all. I got all my chins sucked off and I got my fascia, my eyes removed. So then I went down to my Instagram and I went into my stories and I was like, look, that's me in the clinic. And this is me in a normal day. And I just showed him a picture of me in a normal day, whatever. And in the end, anyways, I got through. But I swear to God, I'll never forget that day.
I wonder now, do you know the way your passport sometimes, do you do the visual one, the passport?
What's that?
Do you know the way it takes a picture and it kind of scans your passport? Be interested now if you can go into that. Like if it'll work.
I know.
No, because your face is so different. No, because I'll tell you what, when I go back and over to Abu Dhabi, I used to wear the brown contacts, right?
Yeah.
and my brown contacts were scanned and that, and now I don't wear them anymore. When I'm ever in the UAE, I have to go up to like the police and tell them, or not the police, the security, and explain to them. I'm like, I'm telling them eyes are blue, these are brown, and they just don't know what the fuck I'm on about.
Oh, because you have contact lenses in.
Yeah, I had contacts in. I used to be obsessed with brown contacts. I used to be obsessed. Oh. Obsessed. I couldn't leave anyone know that I didn't have brown contacts or blue eyes.
Oh, and would you get stopped at passport control then because you have different colour eyes?
Yeah, see what happened was, yeah, it knows, it picks it up in the pictures, and I don't wear the brown contacts anymore. So even, get this, even when my dad died and we were trying to get home, it stopped and I was like, those fucking brown eyes, I was saying to myself, yeah. In the midst of everything, I had to go up to them and explain, like, as in, oh, their blue eyes, their contacts and all this. And your man didn't know what I was on about. So every time now, so even if any bit of your face changes,
oh, shit, Jesus, I'm fucked.
You're going to be rightly screwed.
I'm like, who are you? But yeah, I'll never forget it.
Come here as well, speaking about changes and all that. You wanted to get something else done as well. Aren't you thinking about getting something else done?
Yeah, me and you both, girl. So I want to go on, meet myself and Brenda here now. We're plotting up something.
Go on, you spill first.
I'll spill first. I would love to get a tummy tuck done. My tummy is destroyed since the twins. And I'm very grateful for my body and all that, for giving me the twins. But like, I can't lose weight there because it's all loose skin. And because I had a C-section as well, I have this pouch going on. So I'd love to get the tuck. Also, as we all know, my boobs are west and east.
They look good though, Jewel. I'm sorry, as I said in the last podcast, they're fair perky.
No, I feel like they're a bit saggy as well. So I don't want to get them big or anything. I just want to lift.
Do you know what I'm laughing at there?
Yeah.
I'm only laughing at the WhatsApp group, the guy who does our videos.
Oh, Christ.
You can tell that after. Go on.
Go on, but you tell us, what do you want to get done?
Do you know the way I'm giving out about my boobs all the time and I'm joking? Oh, I've no boobs, I've only nipples and all this kind of stuff. Do you know, I had been emailing a surgeon in Cork who like is a big massive waiting list 3 years ago before I left for London, and I was like, I'm going to get a boob job, and then I decided not to, and I said I'm going to use that money and go to London, which I did. But you know what, I'm there going, I'm going to get a new pair of boobs. I'm going to get a pair of boobs for my 40th, even before it. I'm going to get I'm going to get a breast enlargement. I don't like saying implants. Breast augmentation.
Augmentation is the new word.
I'm going to get a boob job. That's what I'm going to get. I am. And I know people are like, you're lovely the way you are and everything. But like, it's just something for myself. I had bigger boobs when I was much heavier than I am now. But like, I'll never get bigger boobs again. I told you before, I took tablets to try and make them grow, tablets.
Yeah,
that didn't work. Nothing else works. And you know what? It's nice to have small boobs if you're going topless. But you can also go topless as well if you like have good boobs. And
but you're going to keep yours natural enough, like, aren't you? Natural size, like.
I'll still want to do the running.
Yeah, you don't want to break your nose with big knockers. Yeah,
exactly. And if they're too big, they won't suit me. And you see, the thing is, you know, people, you're lovely the way you were. Do you know the way people straight away say that? Yeah. Even if you say about yourself now, your tummy, you get loads of people. But who did I tell? And they were like, oh, you're dead right, straight away. And I was like, oh my God. Instead of someone kind of going, what are you going doing that for? You're lovely the way, or they won't suit you and all this kind of stuff. I think you should embrace it. So I'm going to give it a lash. And so I actually emailed back the clinic in Cork, and I just said, look, I was in touch before I emailed back in the same thread, and she goes, Brenda, because you were on the waiting list before, I'll give you an appointment for September. So I was like, oh my god, but then this is mad now, because you know, it's a man, but and you'll be like this too if you're getting your, imagine the state of the two of us when he's checking the boobs, your man.
I know,
imagine when these tellers take off your top there. We'll die, I'll have a nice bra.
Clean
now, one, like, don't mind my. But can you imagine the two of us taking off our top?
Yeah, I know.
But he'd be putting markers and everything on them.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I'm scared. Like, I'd be more scared for the boobs than the belly.
The belly would be over, but it's the boobs, because, like, do you know what I mean? They'd have to examine them and everything. The two of us would be right awkward.
Jesus, almighty.
But we'll cross that hurdle when we have to. We'll cross that hurdle when we have to.
Do you know, my mum, actually, I'm just thinking of my poor mum here. So she had the implants done, Joe, after she got the breast removed and whatever.
Yeah.
So she had the implants in, and anyways, the implants didn't suit my mom's body. She got really sick and they had to take them out. So what they were going to do then for my mom, she since is after declining, but they were going to actually give her a tummy tuck and take, I think, the fat from your belly and put them into your boobs, something out like this. So my mom was getting a tummy tuck and a boob job done, but she's after declining. She's like, you know what, I'm going on 60 this year. I don't need that big, huge operation at all. I'm grand. I'm grand the way I am.
She doesn't want to get the tummy tuck done then at all, no, either?
no, she's getting nothing done now. She's just going to leave it as is. She'll still have to go back. Yeah, yeah. She'll still have to go back for a bit of an operation, but just to get everything, all the fats and all the tissue and stuff removed. But, and that was actually one of the options that my mum could have went for as well.
It's and like, come here, how is your mum?
Good, good. We actually booked her 60th this morning in Silver Spring. So that's in, it's only in 2 weeks. You should come on for that.
Oh my God, what date is that?
Is it the 5th of August or the 10th?
No, this morning.
So I
oh my God, that's next week. Oh, I've got a fucking wedding on the Saturday.
It's the week after.
It's the week after. So yeah, what are you going, just in Silver Springs, having a party?
Just having a get together. Like, do you know what? As my mom said, do you know what? You've been through so much over the last 2-3 years. She was like, feck it, I'm going to throw myself a party. I says, do, girl.
She's never heard of everything she's been through.
Yeah, I know. God love her. Like, so yeah, that's that. Now that's in like 2 or 3 weeks. I actually forget the date. Jesus Christ, the 5th or the 10th.
And speaking of other things as well, on the 6th of September, what do we have?
The Opera House.
The Opera House show. And we're going to have a very special guest.
And it's actually my brother's birthday, so we should embarrass him as well.
Is it on the 6th of September?
It's actually the 6th of September, yeah.
Do you know, speaking of Opera House, one of your spellings is actually going to be Opera House for the quiz. Are you ready for today's quiz? Question number one. Name the male boxer who won gold for Ireland at the 1992 Barcelona Olympics.
Oh, is he from the north of Ireland?
Yeah.
Give me a clue. What does it begin with?
M.
Mark. Michael. No. Mikey? Mickey?
Michael what?
Ward.
No. Michael Caruth.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
Remember that? Like, do you know what? It's funny. If Ireland at least win one Olympic medal, like you see here now, they'll win, I don't know whether they win hundreds, but in the UK always win big. Australia, America, China. But in Ireland, Jesus Christ, if we win one, it's massive, isn't it?
Like those Skibbereen lads.
Oh my God, like huge. And they won silver at the one a few years ago. And then it was Paul and the other guy. God, I should know that now. I think he was Paul as well. He didn't do it with the brother the last time. Or did he? God, I don't know. Jesus Christ, I'm not sure. My knowledge, we should know this from Cork. But massive, isn't it? Even if they win one in Ireland.
But there's two girls off now. A big rowing community in Skibbereen, I'd say. Because there's actually two girls going off now to do the rowing.
Oh, they're brilliant. And the athletics are brilliant as well.
The what?
The athletics. The runners.
Oh, fair play. Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't be as good as myself.
Oh, gosh. You should enter.
All right, Jewel. Okay. Actually, speaking of that, do you know the way I manifested the Dublin Marathon and all the places we're gone?
Yeah.
Well, manifesting queen here, I got offered two.
In Dublin?
Places. The Dublin Marathon.
Oh,
and do you know why I was so passionate about doing the Dublin one as well? That was the only marathon my dad did. And he did it without socks. And I found a picture of him at the finish line a few days after he died. So I'm mad to do it because of that.
You'll have to do it without socks?
I'll do it without something. Or I'll do it without training or something. Right. So question number two. Spell opera. The Opera House.
O-P-E-R-A.
Opera.
Is that?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
You always say Oprah House.
Some days I get it right, some days I get it wrong.
You do, yeah. No,
I can't retain things. That's my problem.
It's grand. One out of two.
Okay.
Okay, so I take many of these. I just thought of this one there a while ago when I was booking a flight. Who invented the airplane?
Jeepers. I haven't a clue. I have no idea. Like, Christ, I don't know. Max Perry.
Max who?
Perry.
Max Perry.
Yeah.
No, the Wright brothers.
Go out of that.
Yeah, one out of three. God. Right. I do love to give you the riddles, all right?
God.
What has a bottom at the top?
What?
What has a bottom at the top?
What has a bottom at the top? A human being when they're doing a handstand.
Your legs.
Oh yeah, oh for God's sake. Okay. But I was close, the handstand leg.
Okay, one out of four, right? Final one, all right. It's a I'll give you the spelling one. Final one. I'll give you another one of these. It's kind of a funnier one, right?
Right.
What kind of room has no doors or windows?
Cell.
No, a mushroom.
Oh. That's very good. That was my favourite one ever.
So 1 out of 5 because the needle one last week's gas. Before we finish up as well, when I was mentioning your boobs there a while ago, so me and Julie, there's a lovely gentleman, he's over in the Philippines and he does videos for us. So anyway, we were putting a clip together anyway, Julie going on about her boob, one of them being Cork and one of them being Dublin, her needing tit tape or needing a bra or just needing something to hold them up for the Ireland Dame. Because Tommy Bow had a great view of him. But anyway, we were telling your man over in the Philippines, Mac is his name, what to do, like to get the boobs, whatever. So before I knew it, he was going finding pictures of Julie wearing an orange top, wasn't it?
With
the
boobs.
He was kind of lost in translation. So I was kind of looking at it and I had my WhatsApp web open at work and all I could see was pictures of Julie looking right sexy doing selfies with her boobs out. Not fully out, no. But Julie, I was kind of like, what's going on here? But next thing all I saw was Julie actually nearly sending, you were actually nearly sent him your full on show of your boobs, you know? So she sent him on. All I saw was Julie's two tits come up in front of me at my WhatsApp web inside and work. And people like next to me. Like, I mean, there should be a virus in the computer. And then the next thing that she was like, no, no, it's this one with these boobs. But it was just so funny because your man, I said to him then, you must be like, what are we like? He goes, I'm well used to this. Next thing anyway, you sent another close up of your tits to him over in the Philippines. So he had a grand old look anyway.
And he's only a young fella and he's lovely, isn't he?
Oh, he's so lovely. But he did say, I'm well used to this or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, because you piped in and goes, Mac, are you okay? You must be traumatised.
Oh, yeah, but all I could see was that dress. You'd have to burn that yellow dress.
Burn it. PTSD over that thing.
PTSD. But look, it was a laugh. Anyway. And with the photo shoot, we had a great actual laugh in the photo shoot as well.
That was so funny.
So funny. Oh. Actually, speaking before the Ireland AM, I had to laugh because there was a clip of me gone up about me getting ghosted on the date. But I swear, I swear to God, I used to count Pat Kinney's moles on his face when he was doing the Late Late Show. But by God, then that close-up of me that was on the Ireland AM socials last week, like, I never knew I had so many, like, moles or lumps in my face. I had around 10.
But no. These stupid cameras, I just said to the camera, lads, here's there. Goes, lads, zoom out. I said, I'm sick of you zooming in. You could see what I ate for my dinner the night before. We saw my face.
No, like, and all I could see, that I looked so ugly. And then I had the necklace which I have on now again saying notions. And I was like, what are the... And then you could see the notions. Around 10 lumps coming out of my face. Anyway, that's it for this week.
Oh, we're not.
We will over and out until next. We're together now for next week's podcast.
Are we?
We are in care. Do I have to like look after you in every sort of way? Do you want me to take over your mother's 68?
Do you know what? I actually never told you. I'm going to Galway on Sunday. So the All-Ireland is Sunday. Football, I'll be up in Galway.
Oh my God, you're going to have a feckin' blast.
Blast.
So, oh my God, I'd nearly fly home to Galway.
So I'm in Galway Sunday right up to Wednesday. What day are we recording the pod? Jesus.
Friday, because we're going to do bike road ski on the Friday morning. I was on to Christine already about it.
You never, am I doing it too?
Because I was going telling you after this. Oh. Yeah, you're going to do it too and then we're doing the podcast.
And where are we doing the podcast again?
In Care, and Kiri's actually giving me a car. Kiri's car store. Yeah, they're giving me a car. Your mum was like, what kind of a car do you want? I said, the Mercedes A-Class, if you don't mind.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Deadly serious now. So we'll see now what I'm giving, getting all Corsairs, like that, bombing up to Care.
I'll be the passenger that day.
Yeah, so next week.
Next week.
My cousin's wedding next week, so we'll have a ball.
We'll have a blast. It's a pity now you're not in Galway with us. We're racing on.
Oh my God. And do you know what? I'd love to see Galway win because I just like Galway people and like Cork now, they haven't won it in years either, have Armagh, but I just would love to see Galway win. I'd be shouting for Galway. I will.
Yeah, so we'll have loads of content after. We'll see now when I get up to in Galway for the 3 days.
Can't wait. Give an all score for me if you can.
Giddy up, Julie.
Giddy up. Bye.
Oh, before we go, there's tickets on sale on the Cork Podcast Festival or corkoperahouse.ie for our show on the 6th of September.
Can't wait. Bye.
Bye, Slot.